Okay, so we want to sit straight with your back straight, feet on the floor. We're going to take some really deep breaths into our belly. And really feel the air go in and really get present as you feel a lot the aliveness inside your body. Okay, with this next breath, we're gonna go from our sacral, we're gonna ground really quick, so because we're gonna be going up. So we're gonna take from our sacral chakra, we're gonna attach a tube about 4 inches to 6 inches in diameter. It's a hollow tube. I like to use the color of tree bark. And then, or you can use whatever color works for you that you think is very grounding. We're going to take this down through the floor, through, down into the center of the earth. So keep going. Through the mud, through the layers, sand, and ocean. Rocks going all the way down to the magnetic center of the earth. And when you get there, you're going to take that tube and it's just going to snap right on to the center of the earth. And you're going to set the intention for this tube to drain any energy that isn't love and any energy that isn't yours through this tube. It's going to be attracted by the magnet and drained from your, down through your sacral chakra into this tube, down into the earth to be transmuted. And once you click on, just kind of sit there and feel how it feels to be grounded and tethered. And let go of resistance in your upper body where you're sitting. If you feel like you want to move a little bit or wherever, just let go of any resistance that you have to keeping still and just kind of go with it. And now we're going to open our crown. We're going to welcome in the divine light, the white light. And as it enters into your body, it becomes a beautiful pale pink color. And this light fills us up. It starts with our head, so it comes in through the crown, through the third eye. Fills up the head with this light, beautiful, soft pink light. Then it goes down into the throat, into the shoulders, and overflows into our arms, down to our forearms and our hands, and down to our fingers. And you can feel this beautiful, soft pink light just surging with love through your head and your arms and your hands. And now it's going to overflow into your torso. And it's going to go down into your heart chakra, down to your solar plexus, your second chakra, just below your belly button, and down into your root chakra. You're going to feel this pillar, your chakra pillar, just the energy flowing and kind of spiraling up and down through your chakra pillar. Feel how awakened and alive you feel. And then let this pink light overflow into your torso so is filling up your whole body, your whole torso, with this soft pink vibrating light. And now it's overflowing down through your legs, to your knees, your lower legs, your ankles, your feet, and your toes. Just sit here and feel the vibration, this beautiful vibration of love throughout your whole body. Let your body move with it if it feels like it wants to move. Just be really present in your aliveness. Now we want to move into the womb area. We want to fill that with love. All this love energy, we just want to focus it right into that area. You can put your hands right there, your lower belly. Just feel all that energy kind of concentrating there and vibrating. Next, we want to call out for our soul from there, from our womb. Ask if she's there and if she'd like to step forward, you'd like to meet her. Give her a big hug if you want. Ask her if she has any messages for you. If you have your journal nearby, jot down with your eyes closed any messages that you receive. Share with her what's going on with you and why you're here in this class and why you want to find your soul's purpose, and ask her about it. If she can give you any clues. Ask her if there's anything that you can add into your life that would be helpful to bring you closer to experiencing that feeling of bliss. Ask her how much you're loved. Ask her if there's something that you need to do within your circle of influence, a new influence you need to bring in, or maybe an influence that you need to let go of that no longer serves you, so that you can raise your vibration and your consciousness. Ask her if there's anything else, any other changes that you could make to your life that would be helpful in getting you closer to your purpose. If you have any fears, now's a good time too to ask her, to share your fear with her and see what she has to say about it. Now's a good time to start wrapping up. thank her for her time and let her know how much you love her and how grateful you are that you connected and that you really hope to connect again really soon. Ask her if she can connect with you tomorrow or tonight or whenever you think you have time to sit down and reconnect. Once you're done saying goodbye, then come back into your body. Let that divine pink light, right now it's all focused in your womb, but let it flow through your whole body so that you experience all that aliveness all throughout your body, down into your toes, into your fingers, to the top of your head. Just feel that aliveness. All that love. And when you're ready, come back, start to wiggle your toes and fingers and stretch, open your eyes.